ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। यस्टरडे ए सीकर आस्क्ड मी ए क्वेश्चन। आई रिप्लाइड टू हिज क्वेश्चन एंड आई थिंक ही गॉट सेटिस्फाइड, बट द क्वेश्चन वॉज ऑफ सच ए नेचर दैट आई कंसिडर इट प्रॉपर to say something about that today. That will be useful for everybody. The seeker said that he was nicely settled in life. He is settled in life and was also, from worldly point of view. Nothing was lacking. A good profession or job was there. Good health. Everything good in a way. But then he felt that is it all that life is? Is life meant only for this? To earn money, to amass wealth, increase assets, become popular or famous, like that, things of worldly nature. And then to die. Naturally, death is compulsory for everybody. And nobody knows when death can happen. So the seeker gave up the profession or the job, thinking that he would find out the real meaning of life. What is the purpose of life? Why am I on earth? Why have I come here? How can permanent peace or happiness or love or call God or self-realization happen, if at all? In search of these fundamental questions, he and perhaps his wife also, they both decided to give up the job and the profession. His question was, what to do now? What to do? Something I am adding, his meaning was the same. In him was the thing, was that earning money bad? And is it all right now? Or should we go on earning money and serving the people? In fact, in his form also, which most of you have filled in, he had written choice about this answer to the question, what are the major difficulties you are facing in your life? He wrote, choice between serving people and earning money. A lot of confusion prevails in the world about the spiritual way of life, according to my thinking. A lot of confusion. People have no correct idea what is meant by spiritual way of life. I have no interest, never interest, in criticizing anybody. I say what I know or what is my experience. How to lead life while working in the world. The division between spiritual life and worldly life is a false division. It is a wrong division. Quite a large number of people live in those who guide in the path, in the field of spiritual spirituality. They also divide life into two compartments. This is worldly life, this is spiritual life. This I have never done. And I say what I follow. I followed the life. Total worldly life. To take this example of the seeker, I tell you just and you will understand. When you earn money for your own aggrandizement or becoming famous and wealthy and enjoying the pleasures of the world, you are a worldly man. And when you earn money and you do not own it you do not have ownership, the element of ownership. This belongs to mine. No, this belongs to the people. God gave me an opportunity to earn money more than my needs. And now I am a custodian. I am a trustee. I am a banker for this money. And it is my responsibility to see that this money goes to those who are deserving and needy. You are a spiritual man. At once you are a spiritual man. Don't leave the world. Don't leave your jobs. Nothing here. Go on doing whatever you are doing. Only a change in the perspective inside, in the angle of vision towards life and things is required. Nothing more than that. You will be spiritual while working in the world. You will find God more in the office, in the factory, in the field, working there, rather than finding God in temple, mosque and church. You may miss there, you will find there. It is something like this. This is my experience, personal experience. This is what is written in the Bhagavad Gita. This is what is said by the greatest saints in the whole world. But I know about most of the saints about this country. The greatest saints of this country have also said like this. When you live for your own satisfaction of the pleasure, the senses and your own self and your own ego, you are a worldly man. You will die in frustration. You may be a billionaire, you may be anything on earth, but it will be a bad end. Happiness will never be with you. And when you live for others and give to them what you have, through your body, if you are a sturdy man, help others. If you have more money, let it be used by others. If you have wisdom, if God has given you wisdom, distribute it to others. You will realize God. Such a simple matter. A straightforward path. This is the path.